neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Is brought when Moshe Baruch Shalom decided to put aside three cities outside of Israel, on the other side of Yarden. The river of Yarden is called Arim Miklat. Arim Miklat, the purpose was, if someone unintentionally, by accident, Sahvan, he committed a murder, then he has to go to these cities. So now, these cities, they could not be active. They could not use them till Am Yisrael, they go to Eretz Yisrael. So they ask, how come this pasuk is brought to the subject of the Arim Miklat, even though that is not usable? What Moshe Baruch Shalom would gain? They're not going to use it. Let's say you buy a truck today, but they're not going to use it. Can you use it? You can make a jam, but you cannot use it for mitzvah. You understand? Right, but for mitzvah you cannot use. Yeah, that's true. So now here, they explain that actually this pasuk, that means Vezot HaTorah. What is Vezot HaTorah means? This is the Torah. So now, this matter came about after 515 times that he prayed to Ribono Shel Olam. Did Hashem accept his tefillah? Did he accept it? No. The tefillah was accepted. So now, when somebody goes to his friend and asks him for a little bit of a loan, like let's say $2 million, he needs a little loan to go on vacation. So now, if the friend says, I'm not going to give you, how's it going to feel?
Terrible.
Terrible. Why? He's disappointed. So now, when you become disappointed, so what do you do? Nothing. You go to sleep. Right? You don't want to talk to nobody. You make yourself quarantine, they call it. You isolate yourself. Here, Torah Hashem is teaching us a very important lesson. Even after Moshe Baruch Shalom prayed to Ribono Shel Olam 515 times, so you imagine that he would be disappointed, down, upset. But here we see, right after this matter, he comes and takes an action that is not even usable. He does a mitzvah. He designated the cities, even that was not usable right now. So now here, Torah Hashem says, this is the Torah. What does the Torah mean? That means Yehudi should understand, many times you have expectation. You work hard, you do tefillah, you go to people, but not always the answer is
yes.
So that means, actually, the no is the answer, the right answer. But we always expect to hear the
yes answer.
So here we see what a beautiful message that even that Moshe Baruch Shalom worked so hard and tried that to convince the Baruch Shalom, but we see didn't go through. So what do you do next? Chas v'shalom, you should not pull back. Chas v'shalom, you should not hopeless. You have to go on. So that means every circumstances in life, it creates a new page that you have to be aware that Yetzer Hara would not, chas v'shalom, cause that you would not be able to go on. And they ask a very important lesson. And that is, really, Ribbono Shel Olam created the Olam. What was the first thing that he created?
Earth.
I'm sorry? The earth? Yeah? What was the first thing Hashem created? You have a chumash? What was the first thing that Hashem created?
Sky?
Let's see. It says, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. What does Bereshit mean? Bereshit. What does Bereshit mean? In the beginning. Right? So now, you're right. But here, we learn a very important lesson. It says, Bereshit. That means beginning. Bara Elokim. That means, Ribbono Shel Olam, the first thing that created in this world was restart. Bereshit means to start again. Starting again, Bara Elokim. That means the first ingredient that Hashem injected to his creation was to restart. You know, sometimes people play with their computer and then it becomes frozen, right?
Yes.
So what do you need to do now?
You
turn it off and on, right? You turn it off and on. No, you don't need to. So now, when you turn it off, so it's off, no? So when you turn it on, what happens?
It's
very interesting, it starts working again.
Yeah.
And this is not only for the computer. Sometimes you become frozen. So now what do we need to do? To turn you off and then?
Turn it off.
Not to stay off. You have to turn it off and?
Turn it off.
So that's what exactly the message of Vezot HaTorah. This is the Torah. What is the Torah? If you pray, if you try, if you do a project, no matter what it is, and then you see it didn't go through, okay, restart. You have to start again.
Only way you start is Tarabon HaNeshtosh, otherwise you're gonna...
Fine, but the point matter here is, you should not forget, fine, it didn't go through, but you have to do it again. And that's what it means. Bereshit, the beginning, Bara Elokim. The beginning to restart is the first thing that Hashem created this
Olah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.